From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government by games, government by insiders instead of government by consent, government by market, government by people's voting, government voting with their dollars, voting with their purchases. That's the type of system that we're going into, is one not based on the will of the people and the wisdom of the crowd, but a corrupt kleptocratic group trying to dumb down the crowd and create a false wisdom in the crowd to basically run off the edge of a cliff. Because people will follow the wisdom of the crowd instinctively, because that's how they've been programmed to think. They will follow the wisdom of the crowd, because throughout history, the wisdom of the crowd was generally good. Not always. Now it's been artificially created, and so people think they're following the wisdom of the crowd. Oh, everybody else is drinking out of that water fountain. It must be okay. Even though it's really poison. Because as long as the poison kills you 5, 10, 15, 20 years later, nobody knows what killed them. And that's the essence of soft kill and killing people softly. By the way, every time I mention that now, I see comments on YouTube or InfoWars going, why are you quoting a Brad Pitt movie? Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, soft kill is in Pentagon Papers going back to the 70s and 80s. Killing people softly, killing them softly, soft kill, predates that. That's one frustration I've got, is that I don't plagiarize on purpose. I mean, sometimes you forget where something came from and you just say it. But I like to say where something came from. I like to give credit to where the knowledge came from or where the info came from. But I'm just sick of, like, people territorializing statements and comments. Instead of responding to what I said, they'll respond to, hey, that's the name of a Brad Pitt movie. What's that mean? No, it's not the name of a Brad Pitt movie, okay? So many times now science fiction movies come out and have set in the future what's already going on. Like, I was talking about face scanning to buy and sell and how billboards are going to track you when you walk down the street 15 years ago, and then a few years later, Minority Report comes out. And people go, hey, you're ripping off Philip K. Dick. And I'm like, listen, I've read that book. That's not even really what's in the film by Steven Spielberg. But regardless, no, here's MIT. Here's Stanford. Here's all these different companies and all these different universities planning this. You got that in a movie. That's the movie. Oh, black helicopters like in the movies. And I'm like, no. Those are the movies copying what's really going on. It's just so frustrating. And I guess I'm waxing reflective here today. You know, I said I'd take your phone calls. I won't take phone calls throughout this hour. The toll-free number to join us, first-time callers. So I want to hear from first-time callers. We do that three or four times a week. So all the new listeners have a chance to call in with their questions or comments or whatever wild card point they want to bring up. But the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. It's different than the weekday number, because the weekday number is still run by Genesis, because I like the network and I like John Harmon. I've had for 10 years up there answering the phones and running stuff with the satellite uplink. It was always like I was doing it as a remote, because I would do the radio show out of my house going back 16 years ago. I started doing it out of my house. I did it in radio stations for a few years, then out of my house for a while. And so it was always somebody up there putting the calls on air, doing it that way. That's why I kind of do it weird, where we're taking your phone calls up in Minnesota during the weekday show, 11 to 2 Central. But then we're taking your phone calls here on Sunday. This is all produced in-house right here. Yeah, that's where Genesis really trailblazed, going back now 16, 17 years, since 1997, I guess that's 16 years, was that they would let people who were individuals but had talent do a show from their house or from their own studio and then dial into the network and go out on the satellite uplinks, or they could produce it or you could produce it. So that's kind of why we have that weird system and do things different here, because, well, we're a little
introducing
different.
Pro
Nutritious Food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Liberty is rising! I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. Toll-free number to join us. We're opening the phones up for first-time callers on this Sunday edition. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And we'll get you up and on the air on any subject you want to talk about. But again, it's government by mafia, government by insiders, government by regulation, or government by the voting people voting with their dollars, with their euros, with their rubles, with their yuans. You know, there are people rioting every day in towns and cities, thousands of riots a week in China against their government. They don't like communism. They don't like the insider system running everything, the generals making billions off insider deals. But the Chinese people love free market folks that go out and actually create a business, actually create good products, entrepreneurial spirit. You got to admire it. That's what makes civilizations great, is striving and building something better. Even if it's by 1% a month, over time, it's 100% improvement. And that's what creates everything good in society, is competition. It's a fact. And what does the nanny state seek to do? To get rid of competition. To not let kids play tag or dodgeball, or then even run at break, or then even shake hands, or then you're total prisoners. Everything the system does is about weakening the host population to make us these little mindless human resource blobs to just go around in a managed economy with a bunch of government and select corporate bean counters who make their money and power out of control of systems, not out of having the best products, the best service, the best innovations, the best ideas. These people will cause another dark age if they have their way. It is that fundamental. But I'm telling you, if we ignore them, block them, don't comply where we can, that's the civil disobedience against tyranny is obedience to God, folks. It is your duty to not do what the tyrants say when it clearly violates the Bill of Rights, Constitution, common sense, your gut. It's not a law. Marbury versus Madison, anything violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution is null and void. Exactly. I never talked like this the last few months, but this government is so lawless, so criminal. I'm a rule of law guy. And they're so criminal, it's now our duty to follow moral principles. Even if you don't believe in God, I think the Ten Commandments, Judaic law, great common law, matches right up with the British Celtic and Anglo-Saxon common law. Pretty much the same thing. Common law was always the same around the world. People figured out what was common sense and what should be done. And I say we go back to that, not this crud that they've got us following. And I'll tell you the good news. When I went out to, I was invited out to Jesse James's private party here in Austin at the Rattle Inn, really nice place, really nice restaurant bar. When I was invited out there to this rollout of his new firearms system, really, and I know guns, folks, these are amazing, amazing firearms. And by the way, I haven't been paid to say this, but I am going to get some for myself, obviously. My firearms only go up in value, and something like that's going to only go in. I bought Barrett 50 cals for $5,000. They're $15,000 now. Was that a smart business decision, guys? Was that a smart business decision? To start buying 50 caliber rifles when Obama got elected, and then now they've all doubled or tripled or quadrupled in price? They went as high as $25,000 a piece when Obozo was trying to ban them. Now they've dropped back down to 15. Thank God. I don't want to make money off losing the Second Amendment. The point is, we're going to win in the culture by selling the idea of self-defense and lower crime. Chicago and New York City and D.C. with total gun bans have the highest crime rate in the country. And again, I'm no nuclear physicist or rocket scientist. I'm certainly not as smart as a socialist economist that Obama officially hired to run everything. But I do know that historically, when you have these type of socialists and people running things, everything goes to hell in a handbasket. And they know that, too. That's their plan. They want to run it all. Even if it runs it all to the ground, they want to be sitting on the pile of skulls instead of on a pile of liberty and freedom and diversity and incredible social development and empowerment. They'd rather reign in hell than serve in the heaven of free market. Well, let me say this. I'm happy to serve in the kingdom of free market and true diversity and choice and liberty and freedom. I want to serve in that, because being a servant in that is a trillion times better than reigning in Hades. That makes sense? Totally out of control, ladies and gentlemen. Totally out of control. We're going to go to break. Long segment coming up. We're going to come right back and talk to Clinton and Michael and Sonny and Daniel and Gavin and others that are loading up the phone system. By the way, if you disagree with me, I know the phones, we can take like 100 phone calls at once. It's a computerized system, but they have to actually go to them and actually, you know, get you queued up and get your name and stuff. But if somebody gets through that disagrees with me on guns, I'd like to hear from them. Or how about Obama supporters that told me they were going to get free health care and Obamacare was going to work great and wasn't a screw job by foreign banks that own the insurance companies to double and triple your premiums, even though they lobbied for it and wrote it and the bill said it would do that? See, I am an informed person. And to have my own media operation, I had to become a businessman and learn from the top, from the bottom up, to the top, how to understand things and how to read a contract or how to read a piece of legislation. And see, I knew what the legislation said, and we all told you what it said, and we showed you what it said, and you said, shut up, racist. Oprah says it's racist if you don't support Obamacare. Pure genius. I mean, they could put Obama's face on a new plague, and people would inject their kids with it, Because they would be called racist if they didn't. I mean, it's all a cynical, sickening ploy. Oprah Winfrey knows exactly what she's doing. Do we have one of those clips again?
There are still generations of people, older people, who were born and bred and marinated in it, in that prejudice and racism. and they just have to die.
You're marinated in it. You live in it. Your whole world is about giving away 20 free cars to con all the women that watch your show to believe they're going to get something free if they watch. It's the same thing as a lottery ticket. You know, you got one in a billion chances or whatever to win it, or even worse. And you got all these people shoving money in there and putting their paycheck, hoping they're, I mean, you're just nothing but a parasite. Ugh. What a race-baiting, disgusting parasite. Up there with her little twit British social engineer. Oh, my gosh. They take our goodwill and they get us to sign on to their whole criminal agenda, or they spank us with the paddle of racism. You can go straight to hell. I am sick of your race-baiting crap. The Democratic Party, on record, ran the Ku Klux Klan, and then mainly white Christian Americans and others after World War II wouldn't be part of it anymore when they came back, along with black folks. And so you then flipped into race baiting the Democratic Party. You're on, and your constituents don't even know the Republican Party got the Civil Rights Act passed despite the Democrats. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Got some bad news in the Midwest. The wind has slammed towns and trucks. Killed two and over 30 injured so far. Undoubtedly, those numbers will get worse as things develop. But again, statistically, you have a much better chance of dying in a car wreck or being struck by lightning than you do dying in a mass shooting. But people have the perception that there's an epidemic of mass shootings, even though overall crime with guns is down 49%, according to the Justice Department's own numbers since 1992. Which just shows that they can create the perception. The UN and others can fund one black tribe to kill the other, like in Rwanda, famously, and then call it a UN screw-up. And they do this kind of stuff all over the world, but nobody even knows about that because we're too busy hearing how white people are inherently racist because they won't turn their guns in. And because if you think Obama is a liar, you're racist. I mean, you heard Oprah Winfrey. This is the type of garbage that we deal with as a society. I want to go to your phone calls. Coming up, I'm going to play a clip where Bob Woodward, well, let's just do it now. Bob Woodward says the Obamacare fix will make the economy worse and will tank it faster. That's the Washington Post legendary reporter. Well, of course, that's the plan. Tank the economy, except for select inside corporations that get government contracts. This is a consolidation phase. This is what big banks have done to farming belts for 150 years. Wake up.
And as we go in 2 or 3 months from now and have more, are we going to shut down the government? Are we going to pay for the debt we have? All of a sudden, this is going to come on the table, and people are going to say, my God, it's going to cost much more money than we were spending on these things before. So how you disentangle this is now on Obama's head. Now, can he learn? Can he do? This is an executive function, which is something he's not starred in so far in his presidency. And can he get it together? You know, everyone says and knows he's quite bright, and can he learn to manage? Because this is
by the way, Bob Woodward is high level naval intelligence and a big insider. You notice they're trying to act like Obama did all this. Now this is a globalist torpedo to blow the engine of the economy for reorganization of the nation. It's a corporate takeover, anti-free market. Okay? That's what's going on here. That's what's happening. And I'm not saying Obama's a good guy. He's horrible. But his controllers are even worse. And we need to recognize that it isn't just about Obama. And notice Woodward's like, oh, executive action will fix this. This is a law. Oh, now the guy that got the law in, he has to have more power to fix it. Because the Democrats taking orders from Obama will not repeal it in the House or Senate. They already had a vote. It passed in the House to repeal it. Obama says he'll veto it. The 39 Democrats, was it 37 Democrats, went over to the Republican side. And again, I'm not romanticizing the Republicans either. The Republicans helped write this monstrosity. They're owned by the same special interests. It's just that now a lot of good Tea Party people have gotten in who I know are real Americans and do care. I mean, I went to this event last night, this rollout of a new firearms line, and there was really a who's who of people there, top-level national NRA people, high-level state police, folks who were friends with Jesse James and others, a lot of Navy SEALs and special warfare people and some movie stars and folks. And they were all genuinely concerned about what's going on in the wake. I mean, look, see, that's the deal. Once you get to a point of this stuff. We warned people. It came true. It's getting worse. Folks now are listening, not just to me, but they're listening to what's really going on. You go research this stuff. You'll find out exactly what I've said is accurate. And that's what I said in the first hour. I wish every day that that wasn't the case. I wish I was wrong. Let's take a few calls now and really go to them in the next segment. Wes, Clinton, Michael, Sonny, Daniel, Gavin, Tom, Nick, Dan, Ender, Tony, Christy. Let's go to a girl first. Let's talk to Christy in California, then we'll go to Clinton and others. Christy, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you if you've heard of Paul McGuire.
Sure. Your phone's a little foggy to me. Say that again.
Have you heard of Paul McGuire?
It rings a bell. Who is it?
He is an author. He's written 22 books. He's been on CNN before Fox. He is a prophecy expert, and he's also obviously very awake, and he tells how the two work together. I mean, how Bible prophecy works into what the elite are doing. And he would be a perfect guest on your show. And I've been praying about it. And I feel like you two should definitely meet, and you should have him on your show.
Well, we should probably have folks like that on to debate about what they think we should do. Because, and I'm not familiar with his work, but I've heard the name. Most of these prophecy folks say it's the end of the world, you know, 10 years ago or a month from now. They're wrong all the time. I'm not saying he said this, but, you know, the preachers. And then it's an excuse to never do anything about what's happening. If the Antichrist and all this stuff and the Mark of the Beast and all this is really coming, isn't that the reason to warn people so that they don't get deceived? It just becomes this big cop-out. But I hear you. Maybe we should interview him. Think, shake the show up. Let's get him on. Let's go ahead and go to Clinton. In Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on the line with you. I've been an avid supporter of InfoWars for about a year now, and it's been a life-changing. I wanted to call and talk about divide and conquer. I do live in the inner city of Atlanta, and I am black, and I just wanted to let you know that there are a lot of people around here that are all waking up. I think that the major problem with the black community and that waking up and everything is the whole hip-hop culture and the social engineering. And I was caught up in it myself for a long time, and I explained to my friends about the Tavistock Institute and the Illuminati entertainment industry. And I have a lot of people that come around real easy when I play them the Professor Griff interviews, and the Rick Ross interviews and the different things that you've done with a lot of people in the black community.
Exactly. The last thing they want is us working together as human beings. They want us divided. And you see, you've done the research. You mentioned Tavistock Institute, declassified out of England since the 50s, running major TV here in the U.S. with all these messages. And look what they've done to us. And it's declassified. It's on record that British psych warfare chiefs run our media, and the average person doesn't even know what that is. Shouldn't they know what that is?
Yeah, definitely, because I tell them all the time, all the information is right there if you just want to take the time and go and look for it. And I think what's crazy is a lot of people at the point now where they don't even want to look for information. They just rather go along, you get along, you pretend nothing going on. But there are a lot of people waking up in the inner city, a lot of black people that are supporters of you and followers of you. And I think what we all need to do is take the time to reach out to the different race, and white people reach out to black people with this info, and black people reach out to white people, because at the end of the day, we all created in the image of God, you know.
Well said. God bless you, my friend. We're all brothers in liberty. We're all part of the human race. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side with more calls. Thank you, Clinton.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Continue to race through your phone calls here. I just briefly want to remember here on air right now to take my vitamins, take my nutrients, take my minerals. As you know, I've done deep research with medical doctors, scientists, nutritionists, you name it. and found that, I call it the halogen conspiracy. You call it the iodine conspiracy, but really it's the halogen. It's the only good thing in the halogen area of the periodic table. The fluorines that fluoride comes out of and the bromide and all the stuff they put in the food literally zombifies people. Just go look up the medical literature. And because of deficiencies in iodine in 1924, there was so much retardation, so much gouter, so many health problems, so many diseases, the federal government mandated that iodine be added to salt and bread. And then by the 50s, the globalists took over completely and said, no, remove that as a sick joke. And they put fluoride. Now they're fluoridating bread, by the way. That's not coming out. And a bunch of other foods. They added the bromide and other things to the food. So it's incredible. I have been taking this about 2.5 months, and the mental clarity what it's done for me is exactly what pharmacist Ben Fuchs said it would do. It's exactly what people like Dr. Edward Group said it would do. And nobody even knew about this. There's no other nation iodine like it. It's truly unbound in a glycerin base, so it doesn't taste like rocket fuel and burn your throat. And it's incredibly bioavailable, and I take it in the morning and night. I take the recommended dose, and if you have any questions, consult your physician first. But let me tell you, this is a big secret right here, available at InfoWarsLife.com. The first of a long line of products we're developing. People are like, well, you've had this out a few months. Where's the other products? Well, it's just, you don't just bring people incredibly high-quality products overnight. We are going to have, well, I'm not going to get into it. The point is we've got some spectacular things in the pipeline. But I came out with the most exciting discovery and formula first. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free. And by the way, we were sold out of this for a few weeks, as you know. We now have a large cache of it in from the laboratory that's been making it for 20 years since it was proprietarily patented. So, again, that's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And your support of all the products at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsHealth.com, all the sites, makes the broadcast what we do here possible. We don't take your money like MSNBC with stimulus money or NPR tax money and use it to then lobby to destroy the Bill of Rights, First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Second Amendment, Tenth Amendment. No, no, we free market. Say, if you think this is high quality, good deal, support us, and we'll support your freedom. It's real simple. It's called free association. And the media demonizes it. Jones sells products. Dun, 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 Nightline. Oh, my gosh, it's so dirty. So evil. You should be like NPR and get hundreds of millions or $500 million a year of taxpayer money. Well, let's go to the phone calls. Let's talk to Michael in Texas from an extremist state of evil people. Go ahead, extremist.
Hey, Alex. How you feeling, my friend?
I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Well, I'm feeling great. I mean, you do not screen calls. You took my name and where I was from.
You could have said you were a Keebler elf from the moon, brother.
Yep, that's right. By the way, I started the Austrian Economics group on Planet InfoWars. So if you want to see me and say I'm a real human being, I'm on there.
PlanetInfoWars.com. Okay, go ahead.
That's right. Mike D in Texas. So a couple scary things. By the way, right on my counter is my Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 and my Nathan Iodine. That stuff tastes fantastic, by the way.
How long you been on it?
Yeah. You know, I was going to say, I've been on it for about 45 days. I got two bottles from the outset, and I've been taking two whole droppers two times a day. And I actually got those symptoms that you were talking about weeks ago, where you almost have a detox and you almost feel worse for a few days. But then, man, it's just like one day I woke up, and I mean, I don't believe in this metaphysical, third eye chakra, but one day I just felt like, man, I feel more alert and awake today. I feel like, you know, I've got all these ideas. I went on and bought a domain.
Well, yeah, that's the big secret. With the FDA, we're not going to make any claims. Just see what it does for you. But, again, the mystics all in primitive times gave it a name. When you get all your glands lined up, look, what do the halogens do, the bad ones, the fluoride, the fluorine, all that garbage, the bromine, the bromide? They go into the pineal, the pituitary, the thyroid, according to the doctors, and then because your body needs a iodine. But if it doesn't get it, it will take a bad halogen. You know, your body will use whatever it can get. And so it's just, look, the government put it in the food and then had it removed. Why do you, I mean, it's incredible. Go ahead. Sorry.
On purpose. No, I was going to tell you, I went to Mises University. I was, invited by Lou Rockwell, and I got invited to Judge Napolitano's constitutional jurisprudence class. It was
That's
invitation
awesome.
Only. Alex, this is, I mean, he didn't say it was off the record, but as you know, if you go on to Lou Rockwell, when he has these events, most of them are live streamed. They're broadcast.
But this wasn't.
Well, the judge asked his intro to be shut down. He did not want it live broadcast.
Well, listen, I'm friends with him, and he's been under a lot of pressure. He basically wouldn't compromise, and that's why he got lost his TV show. So, you know, discretion sometimes is good. And I'm not saying we do secret stuff or anything, but I mean, maybe if you didn't want it publicly known, maybe you shouldn't say what he said.
Well, later on, he in the conference, he said, look, I just didn't want it taped and sent all over the place. So,
what did he say? We're in deep trouble, and this is real?
Well, his parents are getting up in age, and you know, he's lost a lot of weight, by the way. He looks fantastic.
Oh, yeah. No, so he's real angry about the death panels, which are in there.
He is, but he sat there at the front, at the desk, and he started walking around, and he had this very serious face on, and he said, look, I imagine myself someday perishing, you know, dying, and you know, going to sleep in my own bed at home, surrounded by my loved ones in peace and in contentment, knowing that I've lived a good life, and that, you know, all my family and friends would be around me and watch me transition to the next phase. But you know what? He said, I'm beginning to think now that people like us who do and say what we do because we believe that liberty is the engine of prosperity, and because we believe in natural rights and that we're not slaves, that we may end up, hung in a town square somewhere, or if we're lucky, die in prison. That's how crazy things are getting in this world. And he said,
yeah, that's what the Secret Service is telling me. They will not tell me what has gone on at the White House, but they literally are like looking to quit and leave the country. I mean, I had Dan Bongino on Friday basically talking about it, but it's bad. I mean, it's real bad. And that's the thing is, historically, good people cannot believe something really bad is happening because we can't think like that. And then it actually happens. But look, America is not Germany. It's not Russia. Nothing against the Russians or the Germans, but they didn't have a history of freedom. We've had some history of freedom. The founders put emergency switches in there, like the Second Amendment, but other and juries, you know, that's another key box. But it's bad. I mean, look, let me tell you, that's why I'm freaking out right now. Is that people aren't disagreeing with me now across the board. I mean, you name it, billionaires, top government people, generals, you name it. It's like weird. Like, I'm a guy that's been here from the start in opposition, so I get all this credibility. I'm just a regular guy that didn't want to be a slave. It's really kind of creepy, actually, to see an awakening this big. But anything else that Napolitano said that was on record?
Well, I mean, I ate meals with him and Lou Rockwell. I sat in the judge's new office there at the Mises Institute in Auburn, and he just said, look, do whatever you can right now, you know, just like if you were at a funeral and this was your last chance that you could say something, you know, for and about somebody who just passed away. That's how you need to look at this republic.
Exactly. Every day is precious. Exactly. That is exactly what's going on. I mean, this country has got terminal cancer, folks. We'll be right back.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of
of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Chuck now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I was standing in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Obamacare, folks. Look at these headlines right here. Legalizing illegal immigrants is the solution to Obamacare, says Democrat Jared Polis. Yes, that's the answer. Give more free stuff to people that isn't even free, unless you're an illegal. New Jersey bill to offer in-state tuition financial aid to immigrants in the country illegally. But if you're from a nearby state, you won't get it. I love it, man. Obama relying more on immigration rule changes. Gotta love AP. Yeah, who needs a Congress or law? It's just he rules. What does it mean when one man rules? Dictatorship. He says he'll do that with Obamacare. Well, what's wrong with that? If you don't want him to make all the decisions, you're racist. U.S. business leader remains confident Boehner will seek immigration reform. That's right. All the big bankers, all the big establishment insiders, they want to drive down your wages. The anti-free market people. The race to the bottom. They have the unions endorsing to have illegals come in and take their jobs. Got to love that. Well, why don't the unions just pass out pistols? They can all shoot themselves in the head. Here's another one. 39 Democrats break with Obama to pass the so-called fix. And that is, of course, a plan to let people have their old health care. No. You're not going to get that. UnitedHealth drops thousands of doctors from insurance plans. Wall Street Journal. D.C. Insurance Commissioner fired a day after questioning Obamacare fix. Fraudsters are exploiting new health care law. That's like saying fish are swimming in the ocean. One con telling Medicare beneficiaries they must choose new plans. Yeah, and it's the White House pays the navigators to say that. But if you're against being defrauded, you're a racist. I'm not a racist. I say let Obama do whatever he wants. I say increase the plan's prices 100 times, not just 5 times. And just do whatever Obama says. Like, kind of like, who was that singer? Britney Spears, who said, just do whatever Bush says. He's our leader. Just shut up and do it. I agree. Obama is God. How does that sound? Now, can I be on MSNBC? Even though they have a tiny audience, can I hang out with the luscious Maddow, daughter of Janet Reno? Oh, feminine beauty of that woman. Let's go ahead and talk to Sonny in Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, brother.
Hey, man. I wanted to talk to you about Armageddon.
Trendy-geddon? Tell me about it.
Well, no, you know, when most people think about Armageddon, they think of the end of time or the end of the world. But the way I see Armageddon is simply when and where the Gentiles will be stopped from ruling over the world anymore.
The Gentiles. What's a Gentile?
God, you're destroying God's people. Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm listening to you. So you're saying everyone else but people that live in Israel?
Well, no. Look at... Okay.
You mean Gentiles? You mean Gentiles?
Excuse me, yes. Excuse me. So Revelation 17 talks about the seven kings and the seven the kings are
the ten kingdoms and the seven kings will give their power to the little horn.
Yes, sir. So you think about how America and the Constitution is being eviscerated, and you talk about divide and conquer. Well, that's exactly what it is. You hit the hammer. You hit the nail on the head with that one. When you
I hit
about
the
that.
Hammer on the head.
You think about in Daniel chapter 2, it talks about the dream he had about the rock cast upon the feet of iron and clay.
Well, there's no doubt the globalist system is designed to rise as it collapses, because it collapses society and then it builds on itself. So it's very sophisticated. All I know is it's really creepy how much the Bible's coming true. I mean, if that doesn't make you a believer, I don't know what does. I appreciate your call. And I mean a believer on what's in the Bible, not what these churches, government-run, are teaching. Let's go ahead and talk to Daniel in Louisiana. You're on the air. Thanks for calling in this evening.
Hey, what's happening, Alex?
Brother, good to hear from you. Worldwide broadcast.
Yep. You know what? There's a lot of stuff swirling, a lot of controversy swirling, a lot of stuff swirling around. But let me tell you something. One thing that is definitely concrete, crystallized, is government tyranny is out of control right now.
Now, sir, are you saying Obama is a tyrant?
I am, sir.
That is racist.
I know it is, sir.
Did you hear Oprah Winfrey say that if you say he's lying about health care, that's racist, sir?
You know what? The definition of racism and of racist is that you simply point out that the races have different characteristics. So just be an informed person and says someone that says...
Well, sir, if you're informed that they're canceling 10 million people's health care plans, it's going to be 52 million. That's racist. Obama says nobody's plan's being canceled. Now, he later admitted that was not true, but it doesn't matter. Like I choose to worship his previous statement, not his new statement. Like that's another great part about Obama. You've got all these different conflicting statements. You can pick whichever one you want. And I think that's good. So I appreciate your call. That's very racist, Daniel. Gavin in California, please don't question our dear leader, Kim Jong-un. Dear leader Obama, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, what I want to talk to you, Alex, is the beautiful surprise J.P. Morgan thinks they're going to lay out on us in February through their hedge fund managers. Here's what's going on. J.P. Morgan hedge fund managers have been pumping up several different retail chains for the last 10 years. What they've also been doing is a very interesting way of employment. They have this electronic database system set up where people sign up to be employed. They also sign up for unemployment, and they also fill out paperwork as an independent contractor.
That's right. J.P. Morgan runs the entire destruction of the economy. They run everyone signing up to the bureaucracy, and then they outsource the welfare calls to India. So you can't even have jobs to administer the welfare calls in America. Well, what's wrong with that, sir? Are you racist against the blue J.P. Morgan Chase symbol? Because, actually, sir, I don't want to hear racism here. Any criticism of the establishment is racist.
I'm just bummed out that they didn't let everybody in on it, because it's a really interesting scheme. Because here's what they're doing. They're hiring people with few enough hours that they can actually report them as unemployed. And they're using their identity, they're using their social security numbers to access their unemployment benefit. They launder it through their own account and give it back to the employees through pay cards. And basically, all of these retailers are paying their part-time employees through the social security fund.
Oh, no, that was in AP 2 weeks ago. They recommended everybody being laid off under Obamacare to part-time, that they tell the companies how to sign everyone up. Exactly. So then the corporations use that as the form of corporate welfare to lower wages to a non-sustainable level. I think it's great. And I endorse it. I love the collapse of America. I'm trendy. I support Obama. I am not racist. That there's Obama right there. I mean, he's on screen with us right now. Oh, leader. Oh, not Thomas Jefferson. Ah! Or is that? Oh, my gosh. If you're watching on TV, they went from Obama, our king, our savior, to the Beelzebub Jefferson. I'm really upset right now. Don't ever put Thomas Jefferson on my screen again. That racist. Brad Pitt says it. It's true.
I mean, Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube. He had 300 million people that have watched him on
that's
YouTube.
That's one channel,
and
dumb
sort of
butt.
Fringe, arch-conservative, deviant, and racist strain is...
deeply racist. See, there you go. I agree. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Wes in Canada. I'm against forcibly sterilizing black people in Africa. I am against black people, folks. Let's talk to Wes in Canada. Go ahead. You're on the air.
It is a great honor to be speaking with you, Mr. Jones.
It's an honor to talk to you, my friend. Now, are you here to worship and bow down and prostrate yourself to the dear leader, Obama?
No. No, I'm waiting for the day when you're going to impeach him. But actually, I wanted to share with you a bit of a story about...
Good, we got 1 minute. Share it right now.
Okay, very quickly, Canadian medicine. I was born in 1960. I'm 53 years old. Healthcare in this country was absolutely phenomenal.
The best in the world.
Absolutely.
Which is racist to point out the statistics, sir. If you criticize Obamacare, you're racist. Please shut up, racist.
Right up until the time I was about 22 years old, and then the first recession in the 80s hit, which we all felt. And then hospital beds started closing, and care got worse and worse and worse. It seemed we had excellent toys, but we had very lackluster physicians. And people kind of became acclimated to that.
That's right. So now it's going to get even worse. And if we don't make Obama dictator, he can't fix the problem he and his masters created. That's the secret. Create the crisis, offer the solution, and then keep suckering people into more and more control. God bless you all. Infowars.com. The revolution against tyranny is televised.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.